Gently close your eyes, place your feet flat on the floor, spine straight, and let's take in three deep cleansing breaths together. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. And deeply in. And slowly out. Maintain your rhythmic breathing and let us acknowledge the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, active in our lives and affairs, our nation, and our world. And we decree our oneness with this power, for we each have been made in the image and the likeness of God. We are all God's children and all heirs to God's kingdom. Take another deep breath in and inhale that breath of God fully and completely. And then let it go, also the breath of God, sending it out into the universe. Let the chair totally support your body, your spine still straight, your feet flat on the floor. Relax your neck and shoulders. This is our time of communion with Spirit. This is our time and our realization of newness in life and the newness of life. The time to begin again. Time to begin again with a new look and outlook on life. A deeper understanding of what is ours to do and what is ours to be. An important time to let go. So join me on that journey to the secret place of the Most High. A place in consciousness where love, peace, joy, and faith reside. And you can touch those gifts at any moment. So as we make our way to that threshold of the secret place, we realize that in order to enter, we must become empty. Is there emotional or mental baggage that we are carrying around? Is there even physical baggage that we're carrying around, none of which are serving us? So see it all fall away and take a step through the door and take a seat. And as you sit there comfortably, you feel the light and life of the Christ flowing over and around you and back out into the world. We thank you, gracious Spirit, for these moments of communion and gratitude and love. We ask that you come into our hearts this moment and remind us of who we truly are. We are all new in you. We rise in you. We open our hearts and minds to your good, and we open them fully so we may be filled to overflowing. And so, without the sound of my voice, use the next few moments to pray and receive answers to your prayers and to be still. Thank you. We thank you, gracious Spirit, that you have heard our prayers this morning and you have answered them as you always do. We ask for your guidance and we accept it this week as we go forth to continue what is ours to do and to be a light for someone in our lives. For all the blessings that we receive and will continue to receive, we give thanks now in the name and nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.